Welcome to Torah Simecha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Mem Beis, Chapter 42. We left off from the last perek speaking about the redemption, according to some, referring to Koresh and the building of the second temple, according to others, about the final redemption. Yeshayahu will now tell us about the coming of Mashiach. If the last chapter was about the final redemption, this is a logical continuation and elaboration. If the last perek chapter was about the redemption from the Babylonian exile, the connection is more philosophical. Those who are suffering in the final exile will be able to look back to the redemption that came before and see that the nevuos, the prophecies, were fulfilled in their entirety. The prophet, the Navi, therefore connects the nevuah about their own redemption to that one, as if to say, just like that came true in every detail, so too will this. About the coming of Mashiach, the Pasuk reads, Nasati Ruchi Alav, gave my spirit unto him, Mishpat Goyim Yotzi. From him judgment will go out to the nations. Lo Yitzak, Velo Yisa, Velo Yashmia Bachutz Kolo. He will not yell, he will not even raise his voice. You will not hear his voice outside. Anera Tzutz, Lo Yishbor, a bruised reed he will not break. Upishta Keha, Lo Yichabe, flickering flax he will not extinguish. The judgment and teaching of Mashiach will be disseminated to the whole world, but he will not raise his voice to do so. His way will be so gentle and respectful that not even a bruised reed will break, meaning those who are most vulnerable will feel respected and not broken. And the reason this is so remarkable is because La'emes Yotzi Mishpat, he will administer justice in truth. He will not adjust his message nor his content to make others feel respected and not oppressed. He will demand obedience, and his messages will be unadulterated. It will be his form that is compassionate, but his content will be truthful and unchanged. Lo yiche v'lo yarutz ad yasim ba'aretz mishpat. His strength will not diminish, and he will not weaken, until the entire land knows his judgment. Ulesora so'im giyachelu. And for his Torah, the nations of the world will yearn. He will work tirelessly to disseminate the word of Hashem, and the nations of the world will yearn for his Torah and ask him to teach them. Verses Hey through Tess, 5 through 9, are an encouragement and an investiture in the leader of the nation, either Mashiach as a continuation of the verses before or Yeshayahu himself. Hashem tells him, I will strengthen your hand and I will protect you, and I will help you guide the nation, and I will make you an Or Goyim, a light to the nations. If this is Yeshayahu, the Mefarshim explain that the Goyim are Bnei Yisrael themselves. If this is Mashiach, as we said before, he influences the nations to know Hashem. Either way, what will be the result? Verse 7, Lifkoach Einayim Ivros, Lohotzi Mimasker Asir, Mibes Kela Yoshvei Choshech, to give vision to blind eyes, to take prisoners from confinement, and those who sit in darkness from bondage. It is the Navi's job, the prophet's job, to release us from our captivity. This is spiritual and intellectual captivity. When we open our eyes to see the truth, we are released from the bondage of falsehood and the fantasy and confinement of sin. This is the job of the prophet and of Mashiach. And what is the truth that we will be enlightened to? Ani Hashem Hushmi, Ufodi La'acher Lo Etein, Usihilasi Lipsilim. Ani Hashem Hushmi, only I am the master of the universe. The name that is used here is the four-letter name of Hashem that we cannot pronounce. We cannot pronounce it for the same reason that it is used here. We are unable to grasp Hashem's essence. That is the message here. Hashem is my name. That is a unique identification and not a description. There are other names of Hashem that are descriptions, such as Elohim, Creator and Judge, and Adon, Master. These are attributes that are claimed by false gods, and sometimes we believe them. We attribute power and control to what we perceive as other forces in the world. And my honor I have not given to anyone else, and for my glory I have not given to idols. Even those perceptions are false. I have not actually given them any of that power. Everything comes from Hashem. And at that time of redemption, when Hashem's glory is revealed, a song will be sung of his praises. The main idea of this song is that Hashem's presence will no longer be hidden. Everyone will be compelled to recognize him and his power. The song enumerates different areas of the world that will come together and sing of God's praises, and especially his strength and power. Yaria af yatsria. He will shout out and even roar. Al oivav yisgabar. He will overpower his enemies. The overwhelming impression of these psukim is that it will be impossible to deny the presence of Hashem because it will be so clear and so overwhelming. And it will be like a roar. It startles a person and impresses him with its power. This is in direct contrast to the way that Hashem operates in the world that we live now, as he describes in verse 14. Hechashesi me'olam, acharish, esapak. I have kept silent forever. I have been still. I have restrained myself. Bayoleda efe. But in the future, I will call out like a woman in childbirth. I will not restrain myself anymore. Achariv harim ukvaos, v'chol espamovish. I will destroy mountains and valleys, and all other vegetation I will dry out. Amti naharos li'im va'agamim ovish. And I will turn rivers into islands, and I will dry up marshes. What does it mean that Hashem will turn rivers into islands? Here, water is an example of life force. As a punishment, Hashem says, I will no longer subsist and give life to those who did things that destroyed my nation. Now I will punish them. Now I will not hold back. V'holachti ivrim b'derech lo yada'u, b'nesivos lo yadu adricheim. I will take those who are blind, those who may not have followed me, but who had the potential to follow me, and I will guide them back to me on the path that they did not know. Asim machshach lifneiham la'or. I will make that which was dark into light in front of them. Uma'akashim l'mishor. And that which was difficult or crooked, I will make straight and easy. Nasogu achor yevoshu voshes habotchim bapasal. And those who formerly trusted in idols will turn back in embarrassment. Ha'omrim l'masecha atem Eloheinu. Those who say to the idols, you are our gods. Until this point, Hashem has been speaking about the nations of the world, that he will take us, the Jewish people, from their clutches and show them the error of their ways. But then the Navi takes the exact same theme and applies it to the Jewish people. The theme of blindness continues, as if to say, yes, at the end of days, I will take you and show you the right path. But now I am calling you out for your willful blindness. Now, as we see in verse 18, Hachershim Shma'u, those who are deaf hear, V'ha'ivrim habitu lir'os, and those who are blind look to see. As the Abarbanel points out, the pasuk seems to be indicating that you can see, you just pretend that you can't. You can hear, but you pretend that you can't, so that you won't have to change your ways. Ra'os rabos velos yishmor. You see a lot, but you do not heed. Pakoch oznayim velo yishma. You hear, but you do not listen. You don't take it to heart. This section ends with a very famous pasuk, verse 21. Hashem chafetz leman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem desires his nation's righteousness, and therefore he made Torah great and powerful. This verse is well known because of the Gemara in Makos that explains that Hashem gave many commandments because he wanted to give us as many ways as possible to become righteous and give us reward. Chafetz leman tzidko. Hashem wanted us to become righteous, yagdil Torah v'yadir, so he made Torah great and mighty. How does this fit in this context? It could be a continuation of the last verse, that all of Hashem's call to us and admonishments were only for our good, because he wants us to become great and develop, just as he gave us mitzvos, commandments, for the same purpose. Or it could be a prophecy for the future, that Hashem in the future will be Yagdil Torah, will make Torah great, and open up our eyes to the greatness of Torah, just like the previous verses said, because he wants us to become righteous and close to him. This idea continues until the end of the chapter. The prophet describes the downtrodden and oppressed reality of the Jewish people throughout exile, regularly persecuted with no one to defend them. There is a recognition of the pain and suffering in which Jews often find themselves. While it is true that the oppression and suffering had a purpose, the Jewish people did not recognize or take advantage. The pasuk makes this case very logically, beginning with pasuk chaf dalid, verse 24. Minasan lemeshisa Yaakov v'Yisrael levozizim. Hello, Hashem. Who gave Jacob to plunder and Israel to be looted? Wasn't it Hashem? Zu chatanu lo v'lo avu bidrachav haloch. It was because we sinned against him and we didn't want to walk in his ways. V'lo shamu b'toraso, and we didn't listen to his Torah. This didn't happen by accident. If we would think clearly, we would know that Hashem brought this on us. And why? Because of our own actions and the fact that he wants us to return to him. And Hashem laments, Vayishpoch alav chema po, ve'ezuz melchama, and he poured upon them his wrath and the strength of his war, ve'tilatehu misaviv, and it burned all around them, ve'lo yada, but they didn't know, vativar bo, ve'lo yasim lev, and it burned within them, and they didn't pay attention. This is a cry of pain, so to speak, from Hashem. I am punishing them because I want them to come back to me, but they're not paying attention. Hashem only punishes us for our own sake. He wants us to come close to Him. He wants us to look what's happening around us and change. That is the only purpose. And here he is lamenting that he has brought suffering for no purpose, because we did not hear his call. Thank you for learning L'Ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.